Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Dear congregation, today we gather not in the absence of troubles, but in the presence of a mighty God who specializes in making a way where there seems to be no way. Whatever storm you're facing, know that you're not alone. God is with you, guiding you through the darkest of nights. My friends, in times of uncertainty, when the winds of doubt howl and the clouds of fear loom overhead, it's easy to lose sight of the promises God has spoken over our lives. We may feel overwhelmed by the darkness that surrounds us, unsure of which way to turn or where to find solid ground. But even in the midst of our darkest moments, God's word remains a beacon of hope, a guiding light that pierces through the shadows and leads us to safety. His word is not just a collection of stories or wise sayings. It is a living, breathing testament to his faithfulness and love for us. It is a lamp unto our feet, illuminating the path before us and showing us the way forward. In a world filled with uncertainty and chaos, his word provides us with stability and direction, guiding us through the twists and turns of life's journey. So when the storms of life rage around us and the waves threaten to overwhelm us, let us hold on to God's promises tightly. Let us anchor our souls in the truth of his word, knowing that it is the foundation of our faith and the assurance of our victory. For his promises are not empty words. They are the solid rock upon which we stand, unshaken by the storms that rage around us. When doubts assail us and fears threaten to paralyze us, let us cling to his promises with all our might. For in his promises, we find hope. In his promises, we find strength. And in his promises, we find the assurance that no matter what we may face, God is with us, leading us through the darkness into the light. In a world filled with uncertainty and scarcity, it's easy to fall into the trap of worrying about our needs, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Yet, as children of a loving and generous God, we can rest assured that our Heavenly Father knows our every need and is more than capable of meeting them. In Matthew 6:31, 33, Jesus reminds us, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' Or 'What shall we drink?' Or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This passage serves as a powerful reminder that God is not only aware of our needs, but is also eager to provide for them. He is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, who supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. So, dear friends, I encourage you to trust in God's provision. Open your hands and hearts to receive the blessings he has in store for you, knowing that he delights in meeting the needs of his children, whether it's food for the body, peace for the soul, or strength for the journey. God's provision knows no bounds. But remember, receiving God's provision requires faith and obedience. We must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, aligning our hearts with his will and surrendering to his guidance. When we prioritize God's kingdom above all else, he promises to add all these things unto us. So, dear friends, rest in the assurance that God is your provider. Trust in his provision, open your hands to receive his blessings, and rejoice in the abundance of his grace. For he is faithful, and he will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And he will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Dear friends, there are moments in life when we feel utterly depleted, when the weight of our struggles seems too heavy to bear. It's during these times of weakness that we may be tempted to throw in the towel, to admit defeat and succumb to despair. But it is precisely in our moments of weakness that God's strength shines brightest. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, the Apostle Paul writes, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" These words serve as a powerful reminder that our weaknesses are not something to be ashamed of, but rather an opportunity for God to demonstrate his strength. When we let go of our pride and humble ourselves before God, we open ourselves up to his transformative power. It's when we surrender control and submit to his will that he can work miracles in our lives. Just as a potter molds clay into a beautiful masterpiece, God can take our weaknesses and shape them into something glorious. So, dear friends, do not be discouraged by your weaknesses. Instead, embrace them as opportunities for God to work in your life. Let go of your pride and surrender to his will, knowing that his strength is made perfect in your weakness. And as you allow God to work in and through you, you will experience the incredible power of his grace and love. Beloved congregation, fear is a formidable adversary that seeks to paralyze us, to imprison us in its suffocating grip. It whispers lies of doubt and insecurity, casting shadows of uncertainty over our lives. But hear this truth: fear has no authority over those who belong to God. In 2 Timothy 1:7, we are reminded that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. These words are a powerful declaration of the freedom we have in Christ. We are not slaves to fear. We are heirs of God's kingdom, clothed in his strength and love. So, dear friends, it's time to break free from the chains of fear that bind you. It's time to rise up in the power of God's Spirit and walk boldly in his truth. Cast off the shackles of fear that have held you captive for too long and step into the glorious freedom that God offers. Do not allow fear to dictate your actions or dictate your destiny. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and allow his perfect love to cast out all fear. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, dear friends, I urge you, cast off the chains of fear and step into the freedom that God offers. Embrace his power, his love, and his sound mind, and walk confidently in the knowledge that you are a child of the Most High God. My dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, it's natural for our eyes to be drawn to the visible, the tangible, the circumstances that surround us. Yet, it's precisely in these moments that our faith is tested, for true faith requires us to look beyond what we can see with our physical eyes, and instead fix our gaze on the unseen, the eternal. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are encouraged to walk by faith, not by sight. This admonition challenges us to trust in the sovereignty of God, even when our circumstances may seem bleak or uncertain. It's easy to believe when everything is going according to plan. But true faith is revealed when we choose to believe in the goodness of God, even in the midst of life's storms. Beloved, let us not be swayed by what we see with our natural eyes. For our God is not limited by human understanding or earthly constraints. He is the author of miracles, the orchestrator of divine providence, and he is always at work behind the scenes, weaving together the intricate tapestry of our lives for his glory and our good. So, I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to walk by faith, not by sight. Trust in the promises of God, even when they seem far-fetched or impossible. Hold fast to the hope that God is working all things together for your good, and watch with expectant hearts as he unfolds his perfect plan before you. May your faith be strengthened, may your hope be renewed, and may you walk confidently in the assurance that God is faithful to his promises. For when we walk by faith, we open ourselves up to the limitless possibilities of God's grace and power. Dear friends, it's human nature to desire control, to grasp tightly onto the reins of our lives, believing that our plans and strategies will lead us to success and fulfillment. Yet, how often do we find ourselves feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and disillusioned by our futile attempts to control the uncontrollable? True freedom, beloved, is found in surrender, in relinquishing our need to control, and instead entrusting our lives into the hands of a faithful and loving God. In Proverbs 3, 5, 6, we are instructed to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Surrendering control does not mean relinquishing responsibility or abandoning wisdom. Rather, it means acknowledging our limitations and recognizing that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It means releasing the burden of trying to orchestrate every detail of our lives, and instead, allowing God to take the lead. When we surrender control to God, we open ourselves up to his divine guidance and provision. We invite him to work in and through us, leading us along the paths he has prepared for us with wisdom, grace, and love. So, dear friends, I encourage you to let go of your need to control and surrender your life into the capable hands of our faithful God. Trust that he is leading you to safety, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. For he is the good shepherd who guides his sheep with tender care, and he will never lead you astray. Dear brothers and sisters, each of us has a story, a testimony of God's faithfulness in our lives. Whether our journey has been one of triumph or trial, our experiences hold the power to inspire and encourage those around us who may be walking through similar struggles. In Revelation 12, 11, we read, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." This verse reminds us of the transformative power of sharing our stories. When we testify to God's faithfulness in our lives, we not only strengthen our own faith, but also offer hope to those who are in need of encouragement. Your testimony is unique, dear friends, and it carries a weight that no one else's story can replicate. Perhaps you've experienced the healing touch of God in a time of illness, or maybe you've witnessed his provision in the midst of financial hardship. Whatever your story may be, it has the potential to touch hearts and change lives. So, I encourage you to share your testimony boldly and unashamedly. Do not underestimate the impact of your story on those around you. By sharing your experiences of God's faithfulness, you can be a beacon of hope to someone who is struggling in the darkness. And as you testify to God's faithfulness in your life, watch with awe and wonder as he uses your story to bring hope and healing to others. For when we share our testimonies, we magnify the goodness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father, and we become vessels through which his light shines brightly in a world that desperately needs his love. My dear brothers and sisters, In the midst of life's storms and trials, hope is the anchor that holds us steady. It is the unwavering certainty that God is faithful, even when the world around us seems to be crumbling. Hope is not merely wishful thinking or positive thinking. It is a confident expectation in the promises of God. In Hebrews 6:19, we read that hope serves as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, just as an anchor keeps a ship from being tossed about by the waves. So too does hope keep us grounded amidst life's turbulent seas. It is the steadfast assurance that God is with us, guiding us through every storm and leading us safely to shore. Even when the storms of life rage around us and the winds of adversity threaten to blow us off course, hope remains. It is a beacon of light in the darkness, a ray of sunshine breaking through the clouds. And though the journey may be long and arduous, hope sustains us, giving us the strength to press on. So, my friends, hold on to hope with all your might. Do not let go, even when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm you. For hope is the fuel that sustains us on our journey, the spark that ignites our faith, and the anchor that holds us steady in the midst of life's uncertainties. As you hold on to hope, may you be filled with courage and strength. May you be reminded of God's faithfulness and His promises to never leave you, nor forsake you. And may you journey forward with confidence, knowing that hope will never disappoint, for it is rooted in the unchanging character of our loving and faithful God. So, as we draw near to the conclusion of our time together, let us take a moment to reflect on the unshakable truth of God's faithfulness and the steadfastness of His promises. Beloved congregation, in a world filled with uncertainty and instability, we can find solace and strength in the unchanging character of our Heavenly Father. He is faithful from generation to generation, and His promises stand firm forever. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, we are reminded that all the promises of God find their yes in Him. Every word spoken by our God is trustworthy and true, for He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. What He has promised, He will fulfill. So, as we prepare to depart from this place, let us anchor our hearts in the promises of God. No matter what challenges or trials we may face, let us hold on to His promises with unwavering faith, knowing that He who promised is faithful. Perhaps you find yourself in the midst of a storm, facing obstacles that seem insurmountable. Remember that God is with you, and He will make a way where there seems to be no way. His promises are not dependent on our circumstances or our abilities. They are rooted in His sovereign power and unfailing love. So, my dear friends, stand firm in God's promises. Hold on to them with all your heart, and let them be a source of hope and encouragement in the days ahead. For our God is faithful, and He will never let us down. Now let us open our hearts to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before You seeking Your divine guidance, strength, and support during this challenging time. I lift up my financial struggles to You, asking for breakthrough and abundance in my life. Please provide the wisdom and clarity to make sound decisions and to attract positive opportunities and prosperity. Dear Lord, I also ask for Your healing touch, both physically and emotionally. Grant me the strength to overcome any obstacles and the patience to endure the journey toward better health and well-being. I trust that Your love and grace will sustain me through these trials. Thank You for Your unwavering presence and for blessings I know are on the way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.